Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit Stumblings, podcast 432. This time I have quite a bit more to say about The Outer Worlds 2 than I expected. I got the Fancy Edition, which I guess I forgot includes 5 days of early access. So I have actually played for about 12 to 15 hours, and I just hit level 10. I got through the first planet and am starting on the second planet, so I have a decent amount to talk about. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the show. For those who don't know what Outer Worlds 2 is, it is a follow-up to Outer Worlds 1, who were made by developers who did the Fallout New Vegas expansion, so that is what they are most famous for, but also recently they released Avowed, so it is kind of somewhere advanced from Outer Worlds 1 and of course advanced from Fallout New Vegas, but it is very similar to Avowed. I would guess they were in development at the same time, and so they probably shared ideas between the two because there are similarities and differences between them. A few things I think Outer Worlds 2 does better, and I think a few things are done better by Avowed, but I won't get into too many comparisons. Basically, if you like science fiction more, obviously get Outer Worlds 2, but if you're not as into science fiction as you are fantasy, I think you would probably be better served getting Avowed. The first thing I would say is I absolutely love how many skills there are and how it seems like they all seem like pretty viable ways to play that all seem to have really good qualities and uses. And with each situation, there's pretty much a couple of different ways that you can get through it. So you don't always have to be like, oh, I need this one skill to do the thing. In almost every case, there is an alternate way to do the thing. That being said, my first playthrough is kind of a mess. Out of, I think it's 12 skills, I have messed around with about 6 of them, and you might think, oh, that's not as big of a deal as it sounds like, I'm sure. Well, it kind of is. You only get 2 skill points per level up, and by the end of the game, you will be level 30. So that means you will hit a maximum of 60 skill points, which in the case of my first playthrough with 6 skills, that means none of them are going to get very high or I'm going to have to, you know, keep some very low. And the rate at which they're going to go up is going to be really, really slow because at 2 points per level up, that means one level I would do the first 2, the next level I would do the next 2, and the next level I would do the next 2. So that's 3 levels just for them each to gain 1 point. So I would not recommend doing that unless you are playing on maybe normal or an easier setting, in which case it doesn't seem as important if your skills get scattered around. But I have been playing on a hard playthrough, and with my skills kind of scattered around, I feel like I'm probably not anywhere near as optimal as I should be, because there are some combats and situations where I'm just getting completely wrecked, and it's like, do I really need to restart if I want to play on hard? You can change the difficulty setting, as far as I know, anytime you want, so I could just turn it down and say, well, okay, I'm going to go with an easier difficulty and not worry about it so much and just kind of mess around with this one since I've already kind of messed around. And there is no respec for the skills. There is a tutorial section, and when you get out of the tutorial section, you can change your mind on things, but that is the only point you can change any of your options. After that, any choices you make with skills or perks or companion stuff, it's all permanently locked in. So you have to be very, very, very careful about your choices. I would even go so far as to say that you might want to sort of do the reverse in terms of planning a build, because they have perks every other level, which are special things, sort of like a skill tree, in that you need a certain amount of skill points and a certain skill to get the thing in question. Like, as example, there is a perk called Makeshift Armor, which requires 3 points in engineering, and that allows you to sort of stack armor as you do various things. So that is very beneficial if you're going to be doing a lot of crafting and building up your engineering skill. And so what I would suggest is, since you can look through those perks immediately when you first start the game, and a very cool feature is you can favorite them, I think it's called, and then it will mark them in a favorited area. So you can sort of pre-plan your build, look through all those perks, see which are ones you might want to get, and which skills they take, and how much of that skill you might want to need. You know, you might want to go higher than the perks just in case, but you know, I think maybe that might be a better way to look at what perks you really want and sort of which skills are those attached to, and build your build out from there, you know, like I said, sort of in reverse. But if you're going to play on normal, it probably doesn't matter too much. Like I said, if you're going to play on hard, or I haven't even tried very hard yet, but I would probably recommend you stick to 4 skills for those. 3 if you can manage it, though I can't think of any builds that would work with just 3 skills. I am planning my builds around 5 for a very hard playthrough when I finish my hard one. Maybe 4 if I can get away with it, but I think probably my 3 builds I've thought up so far that I might want to try are all 5 skills. And then, you know, not have a requirement of I must get it to the maximum level. Because if everything is, you know, required to be the maximum level, that means you have to be the maximum level before that build works. And so that's maybe not the best build. Like I said, it does feel very similar to Avowed, but one difference that does kind of stand out is that Outer Worlds 2 feels kind of barren in comparison to Avowed. When I was playing Avowed, I couldn't walk very far without running into a camp of bad guys or maybe some villagers or, you know, something is interesting that's going on. With Outer Worlds 2, I'll be running along, running along, running along, and there's a lot of spaces where just nothing seems to be happening, so that seems very odd. That could be because I've only done the first planet, and then, like I said, I'm just a couple hours into the second planet, so maybe that will ramp up, and they are introducing you to more crowded areas slower, but I don't know. That is a thing that seems kind of strange. Also, no respec is strange because you can have limited respec in Avowed, which it seems weird that they would leave it out of Outer Worlds 2. Also, Outer Worlds 2, for some reason, whenever you get into water that's basically deeper than your ankle, you will instantly die. So watch out for that. That seems a little strange. Again, in Avowed, you can swim till your heart's content, pretty much, except for in very, very, very deep water. There are actually pretty cool cave systems that have super secret areas where you swim underwater and you go through, you know, a secret path. Then you pop up out on the other side and then, you know, you get the secret stuff. So it seems really weird that that's like a whole missed opportunity here in Outer Worlds 2. So that seems quite strange. That's really all of the thoughts I have so far. It is super fun. The gunplay and fighting in general seems really awesome. Melee does seem a bit harder than staying at range, but that just could be, again, due to my build. There are several options for building more optimally for melee fighting that I haven't done yet, and I'm actually considering on my a very hard playthrough of doing sort of a 100% stealth melee character, so I don't know, you know, I might try that out in the future. I am more inclined to build sort of a hybrid between ranged and melee, which is what's gotten me in trouble with this first playthrough, because I also tend to hybrid between stealth and lockpicking and being sneaky and just shooting people in the face. So again, that has split my build in kind of a bad way. But I don't know. At this point, I am seeing if this first playthrough is still going to work. Struggling through it and seeing what there is all to see of the whole game before I make any final decisions on my next playthrough. But I would say I am far more interested in replaying through this than any other recent games I have been playing. The graphics are really good. They don't take up too much power to run. I would say it is very similar to Avowed, if your system has played that and you're not sure if that would be okay. My old laptop with a NVIDIA 3060 with 6GB of RAM on low settings, a few things on medium, seems to be averaging about 45 FPS, with a few dips down into the 30 ranges, but also in the more open areas, I saw it peak up to about 60 FPS. So I have so far been having no problems at all playing like that, and it looks just fine. I saw a video on optimizing settings, and the higher settings don't really look a whole lot better than the low settings. Of course, the lowest settings, there was a couple of settings that did look pretty terrible, so those are the ones that I bumped up to medium. And like I said, 45 FPS is, you know, pretty good for a system that is a laptop that is sort of mid to lower range, especially one that is two generations behind on video graphics now. The music is very cool. I like the music. There are also a few radio stations you can tune into. I have tuned into them briefly. They kind of are a little bit repetitive compared to just the regular in-game music, so I usually just leave those off. There's not a whole lot of character customization in terms of your outfits. There are quite a few outfits to pick from, but there's no, like, changing the color or changing their appearance. You know, a certain jacket will always look, you know, that way and always be colored that way if it's that jacket. So not a whole lot of customization in that regards. You can play in first person or third person, although this kind of game I'm just going to play first person. So honestly, all of that stuff in terms of how I look, I don't really care because I never see it unless I look at my inventory screen or something. But that's all of my thoughts so far. If you played Outer Worlds 1, I would say this is definitely a buy because it is advanced from that quite a bit. If you played Avowed and you're like, well, I don't know, I would recommend it. It is very similar to Avowed, but, you know, in a science fiction-y setting. So if you are okay with that, I would say if you enjoyed Avowed, you would also enjoy Outer Worlds 2. But that's pretty much it for my early thoughts. So that's it for this podcast. There are some super fast closing thoughts, I would say, on Borderlands 4. I finished it. I don't really have any desire to play the post-endgame stuff because, well, I have Outer Worlds 2 and I'm having way more fun with that. But honestly, like I said in my first preview, I think it was, it just felt kind of samey after about 15 hours, and that feeling just kind of never went away. After that, it just kind of felt like it was repeating a cycle of number go up, and there wasn't really anything interesting that I was getting. I was just replacing gun A with a new gun A, and that was it. So at this point, I would recommend Borderlands 4 if you are really, 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 really into Borderlands. If you are not really into Borderlands 4, I would say if you want more story-based role-playing game, definitely look at Outer Worlds 2, and look at Cyberpunk 2077 if you haven't played that, and probably take a pass on Borderlands 4. Wait for a super deep sale, at the very least. But that's really it. My life is okay, I guess, for this government shutdown stuff. I could be in trouble for food money if they continue that. They are saying the November food money might get delayed. I have a little bit left. I guess it's about a third of what I would have in a month, so I will try to make that stretch as much as I can, and we'll see if it keeps being shut down for a while, then I could be in trouble. I think I do have some money, so I won't, you know, immediately starve to death. If I can make what I have left last for a little bit, then I will be okay for, I don't know, a week or two longer, maybe three, if I stretch things out a lot. I guess we'll see, and hopefully things won't get too interrupted there. But hopefully everybody will have a super good Halloween time, or did, since this will come out on that day, and you may not listen to it until after. But hopefully you had a good, safe time. I don't know what I'll talk about next time. Maybe more Outer Worlds 2. Maybe I will have finished it by then. But hopefully, I'll see everybody next time. Okay, thanks, bye.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
What Outer Worlds 2 is. You can change any of your options. After that, anytime you do anything,
you have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License 2025.